Welcome to The Ether. Today's Thursday, April 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the LuArt Project Spotlight, Genesis Wolves. Let's take a listen.
Let's get Jujok. Jujok, I sent you an invitation request or a speaker request. So if you press accept, there should be a little notification that pops up. And I'm going to send out announcements to our community. You guys should as well. Okay. Give it a few minutes.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Juju.
A pleasure.
What time zone are you guys in?
I think all three of us are in the Pacific PST.
Oh, really? You guys are from California?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're from LA, huh, PST? Jordan?
Yeah, I'm here in
I'm
LA.
I'm in Riverside.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm in Northern California.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. I have roots there as well. That's where my family's from.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. Did you guys already share your announcements?
Yeah.
Last one to Discord. Usually I join from my personal account, but today I'm hosting from LuArt. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining. We'll give it like a minute or two to fill up a little bit more. We don't usually do AMAs this late. A lot of, I know it's not late for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're all on PST, but cool. More people falling in. Nice, nice. So you guys are excited for tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're
definitely
very excited.
Man, I've been waiting for 2 years.
2 years? Wow. All right, I think we got some ample people in the room. We can get started. So I just want to start out with a round of introductions. I'll go first. My name is Jordan, a.k.a. Crypto Smith on Twitter. I'm on the marketing team here at LuArt. I do a lot of the AMAs and whatnot. And I'm excited to learn about this project. It's as much of a learning experience for me as it is everyone in this community. There's so many projects to pay attention to. It's probably the best time to, you know, get hands-on with the team. So feel free to start introducing.
Awesome. Yo. Yeah.
I'm Burr. I'm an advisor / community manager over here at Genesis Wolves.
And I am Jay, the founder of the project.
Hey, guys. My name is Julian Mills. I'm also a community
manager. Did we give Juju a speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't hear me?
We can hear you.
It might only be Burr that can't hear you.
Oh. Yeah, I can't hear you, Juju.
You might have to leave and then rejoin, but we can all hear Juju.
All right, should I just continue or should I wait for him?
Yeah, you can go ahead and continue.
All right. So my name is Julian Mills. I'm a community manager and lead advisor for Genesis Wolves. I've been a lunatic since the beginning of NFTs, hence my Galactic Punk. And I've just watched and learned throughout this whole space and then applied that value to Genesis Wolves to make it the best quality project I can for my fellow lunatics.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, great. We got Burr back. Burr, were you able to hear Juju that time?
Yeah, I was able to hear him.
Okay, great. All right. So let's get a quick overview of the project. What is Genesis Wolf?
You want to take that, Jay?
Yeah. So Genesis Wolves, we're more than just a high quality NFT project. We're a high utility asset, and we have a lot of features, including like staking, Wolf DAO, and we have some Genesis Wolves apparel. And last but not least, we have a really strong connection to Genesis Protocol. And so the Genesis Wolves, we have it's based on wolves, but we have lots of awesome, really cool traits, such as the diamond protocol skin, such as the Terra diamond skin or the Kujira diamond skin or the Astroport diamond skin. And so we have some really cool artwork in our collection, and we're really proud about it. So
So I want to take a step back a little bit. Thanks for the brief introduction of what Genesis Wolves is. We'll obviously continue to go deeper in the project, but I know you guys hinted a little bit that you were lunatics, hence the Galactic Punks in your profile pictures. What was it that got you guys into the Terra ecosystem?
I'll go first. What got me into the Terra ecosystem, like, you just mean the crypto itself or NFT specifically?
Just literally deciding to start checking out Terra.
Ah, that's a good ass question. Really, it was just from one of my homies that was deeper into Terra before me. But what really made me stay here is just the close-knit bond all lunatics have. And we all have a supportive nature to us. And we all just really care about everything that we put our time into because of our founder, Doquan, and the quality of the tokenomics of Luna. It just is a really high quality vibe to the space. That's what keeps me here.
Yeah. So what got me into the Terra space? Really, I just really like the tokenomics. And when I did my research on it, I learned about, Doquan and learned how much of a genius he is and how, pretty freaking amazing he is. You know, he graduated from Stanford, and before founding Terra with Daniel Shin, he founded AnyFi, some really cool technological company. And he, he's Forbes 30 under 30. He's a successful entrepreneur, successful venture capitalist. And, he's obviously really smart and knows what he's doing. And it really shows when he created Terra with the amazing tokenomics, with the lunar burn mechanism, with UST utility, and how the more utility there is, the more adoption there is, the more Luna burns. And so, obviously this is like there is no other coin in all of crypto that really has this. We're really like the first crypto to have this type of fundamental. So I was easily drawn to it because of the tokenomics and the founder and also the community too. And the community is really, it's amazing. Everyone's super supportive and helpful. And I just love the memes, and the Doquan memes are really, really funny. So a community was a big part of why I gravitated towards Terra from other coins.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all agree that Doquan's stature and presence in the crypto ecosystem has kind of taken over everyone's hearts and minds of recent. Terra itself, the tokenomics are another thing, but he's definitely, catapulted to the front lines of crypto influence, I guess you would say. But great guy, it seems like. I actually got to meet him once.
You did?
Pretty cool. He was pretty drunk. It was a good time. Nice. But anyways, you got something to say, Burr?
Yeah, so I was introduced to the Terra ecosystem through my cousin. And I mean, I've never really messed around with other ecosystems, so this is a first for me. I've been here for about a year. I missed the Galactic Punk Mint, but was able to mint the Lunables and just been witnessing projects mint, whether they've been good or bad within the Terra ecosystem, and just developing it from there.
Right. So, you know, getting into the NFT side of things, Galactic Punks was a lot of the Terra community's introduction to NFTs. As we've seen, you know, their continued success, and we've seen success of other projects, some on LuArt, some not on LuArt. But there's definitely been a recent rise in, you know, the opportunity for success, because I think that the ecosystem itself is starting to accept it more, and people are getting more interested and wanting to explore different opportunities. So going back to Genesis Wolves, how did you guys initially come up with the idea of the project? Were you, have you been thinking about it, you know, since, you know, NFTs were a thing on Terra, or is it, you know, something from further back then?
Yeah, so for Genesis Wolves, we really wanted to create an NFT collection to really bootstrap our future project, which is announced now, which is Genesis Protocol. And so, you know, this Genesis Wolves project will provide a strong community and support and feedback for Genesis Protocol, and of course, liquidity, and really, you know, provide a lot of support for Genesis Protocol. And, you know, we have been thinking about Genesis Wolves from the very beginning of the idea of Genesis Protocol. So it's really two projects put together. So that's really how we came up with the idea of Genesis Wolves.
So let's dig into Genesis Protocol. What is Genesis Protocol?
So Genesis Protocol is a decentralized gaming hub. And so the vision for Genesis Protocol is to build a platform that not only creates new blockchain-based video games, but facilitates interoperability of existing video games that are blockchain integrable into the Terra blockchain. Of course, this infrastructure will allow for a range of use cases that bridges the Terra blockchain into various video game genres. It'll also capture liquidity from the video gaming industry into the Terra ecosystem, and it'll eventually lead to a growth of the Terra ecosystem by onboarding video game creators and players.
So Genesis Protocol is going to be basically the one-stop shop for games on Terra.
Exactly. That's the goal.
So how did you guys come up with Genesis Protocol? Was this, you know, something, a need that you saw in the market while you were designing the NFT project? You know, where did that idea come from?
Really just looking at Terra as a lunatic and seeing like, how can we really provide more value to Terra? And I saw that there was a kind of like a gap something missing in Terra that I think that would provide a lot of value to it. So of course, and this was Genesis Protocol, a decentralized gaming hub. And and representing the Genesis Protocol, we also have, I'd like to mention Genesis City. So, you know, kind of like basically instead of having like a boring website, we have a 3D cyberpunk metaverse city, where the Genesis Wolf users can access the connected metaverse world and games supported by Genesis Protocol. So sorry, I had to mention that.
So it seems like a pretty big task at hand. So you guys are going to be building a metaverse of sorts, or is it going to be something that only lives on the Genesis website that allows users to, you know, navigate around the different toolings?
We're going to be building like a pretty big metaverse, but the main city that connects everything will be Genesis City, which represents Genesis Protocol.
And how will the NFT collection that you guys are building, is that going to interact directly with like the Genesis City or the protocol?
Go ahead. Eventually there's going to be a pretty strong connection with the Genesis Wolves into Genesis City. And we'll definitely reveal more info and alpha about that in the future. But basically, you know, this is like kind of like the headquarters of Genesis Wolves.
Ah, understood. So people will possibly, you know, be able to play or actually have their avatars in this city to navigate with?
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly.
Well, let's go back to the collection itself then. It does sound like a really, you know, exciting thing, the Genesis City and Genesis Protocol. And I think there's might be a lot of things to unpack with that. But going back to the collection, where did the inspiration from the art come from? You know, we've seen apes, we've seen dogs, we've seen, you know, Hellcats. Why wolves?
Yeah, so the art style, we had a lot of inspiration from my personal first mint, which is the Hellcats. And so I, you know, as a big fan of Hellcats, I had a really smooth experience, luckily, to Luar. So we have some inspiration from them. But we decided to go with the wolves because at that time, there was no wolves in Terra. But now there is. So shout out to Wreck Wolf. We really love Wreck Wolves and really appreciative of them collaborating with us. The Wolf of Wall Street was a big inspiration for wolves too, but part of the reason why we decided to use wolves was because the community aspect of wolves and how they operate and hunt in a pack.
I like that a lot. I see that you guys have some inspired art from, you know, history and some anime style. Are you guys trying to reflect that from the culture? Are you guys like fans of certain types of, you know, pieces of entertainment? Like, is that kind of where the inspiration comes from?
Yeah, definitely. I personally am a big fan of anime, and so you'll definitely see some anime traits in there. For example, we have like the DBZ Dragon Ball Z Scouter, the one that Vegeta wears when he notices Goku. We also have the Sharingan from Naruto. And of course, we have like one of the coolest one-of-ones where it's Kuruma or the Nine-Tailed Fox from Naruto. So yeah, we have a lot of inspiration from the anime culture.
I love it. Yeah, I'm a big DBZ fan. My Discord profile pictures. Actually, my Twitter profile picture used to be Teen Gohan, but I kind of had to jump into the, you know, NFT side of things. So I have a Skeleton Punk now. I've had a couple different NFT ones, but maybe I'll see if I can get my hands on a DBZ inspired NFT to make it my profile picture again.
Nice.
So yeah, I want to kind of start getting into the roadmap. The DAO, the Wolf DAO. What will that look like? You know, we've seen different iterations of DAOs. Is it going to be, you know, if I'm a holder, I will be able to create proposals? Am I going to start earning a share of revenue? Is there going to be, you know, Genesis Wolf token? Whatever information you can reveal, of course, because I know this stuff takes time to develop. But
yeah, so the Wolf DAO, the idea of the Wolf DAO is for the members to be a part of the community in a really strong way. Of course, it's the Wolf DAO will be the stronghold of the Genesis Wolf community. And the Wolf DAO members will receive insider information and special opportunities and the power to vote on treasury investments and the Genesis Protocol proposals and, of course, the Genesis Wolf NFT project proposals. And we're going to start off with using the GravitDAO and a Lunar Assistant. And because we have seen some good reviews about this method, so we're going to start off with this way.
Right, and for those who don't know, GravitDAO helps you build a DAO for your protocol, is that correct?
Yes.
So kind of your one-stop shop. So treasury investments. I got to sit on a call a while back with a pretty well-known, not a call, who am I saying I got to? It's a Twitter Spaces chat, and Sifi was on there, and he was talking about, you know, all the different kind of yielding opportunities, yield strategies you can make with your treasury, with all the opportunities there are in Terra. Have you guys, like, started, you know, ideating and considering, like, which protocols you might look to. Is it Anchor? Is it Prism? Et cetera?
Yeah, some of the treasury will be initially put into Anchor protocol to accumulate yield. And we're looking to different strategies to increase the yield. And we'll definitely be looking into the strategies with Prism too, among all the many other DeFi strategies in Terra.
Right, and I think that's a big advantage. Like, there's a lot of financial innovation on Terra, and not a lot of the outside world knows about it yet. So besides Anchor, of course, everyone knows about Anchor, but yields are looking really nice in some of the other protocols, especially Astro. I think the yield on Astro staking went up around 30% more or something crazy like that.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was around 55%, and for a while it jumped towards 80% a couple days ago. That might have even been yesterday, while the market went down a little bit. But Astro's has performed really well. But so talking more about the treasury. So in your roadmap, it says that you guys will be allowing holders to stake their wolves. So in order to participate in, you know, the benefits of the DAO and the treasury, do I have to be a staker, or is like a holder automatically qualify me for that?
As of right now, the plan is that you will have to be a staker in order to receive the staking benefits, but you can always join the Wolf DAO just by holding and registering your Genesis Wolf.
Do you guys have like your own dashboard that you made, or is that all kind of tied into GraviDAO?
For the staking, we're gonna be setting that up shortly after Mint. We're working with some developers to create that, but with the Wolf DAO, we'll be using the GraviDAO.
Nice. So going deeper into your roadmap, the apparel, what can you tell us about the apparel?
So the apparel is going to be really, the goal is to make sure it's high quality, and we're going to be giving it to holders and in the Wolf DAO for free as a reward. So we're just basically, it's going to be giving thanks to our Wolf DAO members for being really good participants and being good members of the community, and we're giving them it for free. So they're looking forward to that.
Wow. So if I'm a holder, I'm going to get free merch. Is that for everyone, or is that?
It's going to be for probably like the best in the best community members. So whoever can participate the most, they'll get the rewards for the apparel.
So how will you guys gauge that? I'm interested. Is it going to be like, say I'm a whale and I own 20 wolves. Does that count? Or is it going to be more of the people who are active in the community Discord?
Definitely, it's going to be the people who are going to be the most active and providing more value to the community and the Wolf DAO. We don't want any whales to take advantage of that.
Good to know. Just had to ask. It's a question, you know, people tend to ask anyway. So, whale games, they're always fun and interesting, sometimes unavoidable, but moving on. So the mysterious portal, how much can you tell us about that?
So the mysterious portal, you know, we recently have shown it in the reveal a week or two ago, and we got some pretty good feedback about it. And we're going to be revealing the full function of it in the coming days ahead. So make sure you guys, it has a lot of connection to Genesis Protocol, and the Genesis Wolves will be really, I'm sure they'll be pleasantly surprised to find out what it does exactly. And we're really excited to reveal that in the future.
So you said you leaked some information. Is there any information you can tell us about it?
Yeah, actually, if you read the Genesis Protocol Medium, it shows the mysterious portal. And It basically will allow the Genesis Wolves to enter into Genesis Protocol and Genesis City, and really exciting stuff there. But I can't share too much.
Okay. Well, so for people who are interested, of course, I just pinned the Medium article to the Twitter Spaces. I definitely need to give it a read. So basically, in short, the mystery is that, you know, your wolf is going to be able to bridge through this portal to the Genesis Protocol.
Yes, that's correct.
Got it. Well, I went to the website. I do like the animation you guys have, and I'm excited to see, you know, what you're going to build with it. Can you give us any, like, sneak peek of what's going to come first with the Genesis Protocol?
Yeah, so the Genesis Protocol, we're going to be the first place that people will be arriving in is Genesis City, and we have, like, the Genesis Wolves branding all over it. And of course, Genesis branding all over. And we're, you know, just to share some alpha with you guys, we're one of the first functions that we'll have is an art den. And we're going to be having some Genesis Wolves art displayed there. And we're looking to collaborate with other projects to include their art in the art den too. But as the protocol's function is to really bridge games, we're currently in the works of creating a metaverse game, and we're very fortunate that we are in talks with one of the leading game studios that will be they're leading game studios in their genre. I can't share too much information about them, but you guys will find out very soon, because if I share the info, you guys will know everything. But they're very experienced, and they have worked with really big names in this space, and they'll be helping us out with this metaverse game. And they've been working on this this game for actually since December, and so it's going to be it won't be too long to actually launch this metaverse game. So we're really, really excited about this. It's going to be our premier metaverse game for Genesis Protocol.
Wow. So, I mean, that was a bunch of alpha leaked, even though you weren't able to tell us the name. I know how that goes. Wow. So you guys are going to be coming out with a metaverse game sometime after the mint. I'm excited to see who it is. I guess I probably shouldn't ask any more digging questions about. I was going to start digging into it, but. People are smart in here. They might figure it out.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, no. I was just going to say people might figure it out if I just get any kind of information away from that. So,
yeah.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, I see a bunch of people actually coming up and asking questions. Do you guys want to field some questions right now in the middle, or would you rather wait till the end?
We could do some right now.
Yeah. Let's answer some questions.
Cool. I'll let them up here. Yeah, you guys dropped a lot of alpha, it seems like. So we got Barefoot Rabbits. Seems to be maybe another NFT project. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question. Yours. I just had one question. What would make us mint and hold Genesis, though? Because from what I'm hearing is, why wouldn't you guys just mint on the Genesis protocol then and not Terra?
Well, wait. The Genesis Protocol isn't a launch pad or a marketplace. That's why we're using LuArt. We're just like a bridge for games, connecting it to Terra. But anything NFT related will always be in connection to LuArt.
Well, maybe we just need to learn more like about the Genesis Protocol then, because it's just a little confusing, to be honest. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, let's dig into that a little bit more after we answer these next questions. Thanks for the question, Barefoot. So I am Inba. Sorry if I pronounced that wrong. You can go ahead and unmute yourself, Inba.
Yeah, brother. How are you?
There you go. Good. How about yourself?
Oh, my brother. I just came here looking for help. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for the team?
I have a question for myself, you know, because today is good 3 days. Me and my family, we don't have any food to eat.
Oh, you should DM me on this page on Luart, and I can talk to you about it in private.
Oh, yeah, my bro. I would love that, you know, because I lost my both parents. They have a fire accident, and they all died there. So I just came here to look for help so that I can have food with my family at home.
All right, but go ahead and reach out to this DM, and we'll talk about it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks for the question.
Okay, thank you so much, and may God bless you. I follow you, please. You can follow me back. You see it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, send me a DM. Thanks, Simba. All right, Anthony. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Quick question. So I'm not super familiar with Genesis Protocol either. The mint is pretty low in numbers and low mint price. You guys aren't raising a ton of money. What are you doing with that in terms of your roadmap? Like, is that funding part of the development? And if not, like, what is funding the development of the metaverse? Because it seems like, you know, it's a pretty small amount of money on the mint to make such a pretty big roadmap.
Yeah, thanks for the question. That's a really good one. So the Genesis Wolves, we made sure that we'll budget enough for the first steps for Genesis Protocol. And as you get into the next steps of Genesis Protocol, there will be other ways to raise liquidity for Genesis Protocol. So there's only so much you can raise in a NFT project, but most of the liquidity for Genesis Protocol will be raised from the protocol itself, and there'll be there's several ways that we'll be raising liquidity there in the future.
Is that a token launch? Like, I'm just trying to understand what, like, in what ways.
We don't have plans to do a token launch anytime soon.
We'll definitely the information will be shared in the future, but just know that for the budgeting and the liquidity, it's all taken care of. But we made sure to make sure that the liquidity provided from Genesis Wolves really can set up a platform for Genesis Protocol. And that's really all we need. We don't really need a whole lot to get to the first stage.
Okay. I think that you're good on that, Anthony.
It's a little unclear to me, to be honest. But, you know, I was just looking for some transparency. But if it's not available right now, it's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, let's dig in a little bit to Genesis Protocol. I know that they just recently, you know, launched the idea a few days ago. So it might be hard for them to get, like, really dig into it. I know how, you know, I was here since the beginning of Luart. So, you know, it's a big idea, and they might not have, you know, every which way is how it's going to work down yet. But I can say that if they do, you know, they align with the right partners, you know, they are getting funding from the NFT project. It's definitely something that's possible. So let's dig into it. You know, what does that look like? What does the development roadmap look like? Do you have like a kind of a soft timeline of when these things might happen? Is it, you know, 6 months, a few quarters? Maybe next year.
So our first metaverse game, it may be actually be launching in a few months from now. So it won't be that long. And the metaverse game will be providing a lot of liquidity for Genesis Protocol. And yeah, so that's definitely going to be helping out a lot with the development of Genesis Protocol too, as far as budgeting.
Have you guys? Go ahead.
And also, a really a key point is that we have several investors that we're in talks with, including possibly Terran One, who will possibly be investing with us. And for the Genesis Protocol, we may be looking for a grant proposal with LFG. So that's going to help out a lot too, with not just liquidity, but with the getting some attention for Genesis Protocol.
So how will that work? Will you guys be looking to partner with, you know, other NFT projects to come on board to utilize in Genesis City and the protocol?
Yeah. So for the Metaverse game, we'll definitely allow us projects to collaborate with us. And I think they will definitely want a share in that too. So definitely looking forward to that.
And when you say collaborate, is that like, you know, they'll be able to use their characters? Or will it be like a revenue split? Have you guys imagined that yet?
Yeah, so they'll be able to possibly include their characters in the Metaverse game too, as it's a 3D. If their characters are 3D and it's ready, then they can include it too. But the Metaverse game, I can't share too much information yet, but there's going to be ways for them to collaborate in more ways than one, not just including their NFT 3D characters.
Right. And you said that, like, the Metaverse game is kind of like the first iteration of what's going to be on Genesis Protocol, but you're also bridging, you know, games from, you know, outside of blockchain. Is that correct?
Yes.
So can you give us kind of an idea of how you think that will work? Is it going to be like an app store? Is it going to be like the games will be actually held on the Genesis Protocol? Have you guys imagined what that'll be like?
So we're going to be including the games, but transferring them into NFT form. And that's going to provide a lot of equity to not just the protocol itself, but Terra as well. So that's kind of like how we bridge games that are not on the blockchain into the blockchain, using transforming them into sort of NFTs and capturing that liquidity into Terra.
Got it. So will you guys be selling these directly on the Genesis Protocol, or will you be using a secondary marketplace like, you know, Luard or Random Earth?
Well, for our first Metaverse game, we're definitely going to be working with you guys, with Luard. So really excited about that.
Well, that's you know, good to foreshadow for sure. Yeah, I'm just interested in like how, like, have you guys run into the conversations yet with these like gaming companies or game teams, where like people are really opposed from going from like the old world, I don't want to, legacy gaming into NFT style gaming?
No, not exactly. No, we haven't really run into that. But I think it would be beneficial to the games. For example, game creators, sometimes they don't get a lot of funding for all the work that they do. And so I think providing them a way to create games that are on the blockchain and getting a lot more liquidity for what they create, I think that's going to be very beneficial to them and incentivize them in a much better way than they're used to traditionally.
Right, and I think it's just like, it's an odd conversation sometimes. I've seen a lot of gamers not really like appreciate, you know, how much of an economy can grow from NFTs in like the video game ecosystem. I don't know. It was just a question I asked, because maybe you guys already are talking to some people in gaming, but I see it quite often that gamers are mostly opposed to NFTs, oddly.
Yeah. But I think the game creators are, they're not as opposed. And if you create a game that's very fun to play, then and also a play to earn game, I think that's a bonus for game players.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, if you guys can figure it out, I think Terra would be a good place for play to earn games. You know, that we're already on the cutting edge of DeFi innovation, and we've seen some success of like DeFi Kingdoms, and I believe they started on Harmony, if I'm not mistaken. The DeFi games, they're all, the play to earn games are kind of all in their early iterations, but a lot of people are using them, so, you know, to each his own, I guess. I'm a person who, like, I like to play war zone. Like, I want to be able to, you know, I guess you would say let some aggression out on a person.
Shout out to Call of Duty right now. I'm playing it.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear it in the background. But, yeah. So, I mean, are you guys, like, you know, gamers, or have you guys worked at gaming companies, or?
We're pretty avid gamers for the game development aspect of it. We definitely know that it's something that we should have the professionals take care of. So that's why we have we teamed up with one of the, you know, the leading game studios in their genre. So and actually, he's going to be, or the owner of that company is joining the team. So we make sure to get professionals and people with experience to make sure that everything is going to be good, because we can't rely on our own experiences. So we're making sure to have people with experience with the development side.
Oh, I mean, that's how you build a good team. You, if you're a good leader, you understand how to delegate and find people who do things that are better than you. That's really how you build a great product. So I want to kind of float back to the actual NFTs themselves. What kind of traits should we look out for? What are the rare traits, and like maybe anything exciting that, you know, the community might really want to go after post mint?
So we do have some really rare skins, such I mentioned earlier, like the protocol diamond skin, such as the Kujira diamond skin, the Astroport diamond skin, the Luna diamond skin, the Terra diamond skin, and these are like kind of like the legendaries, and they're really rare, and they look like the crystal wolf that you may have seen before, and I think they look absolutely amazing. So I think you guys will definitely want to get your hands on one of those.
Is it this one I'm about to pin in the tweet or in the Twitter spaces? Is this one on the left?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
That's our Terra Diamond skin.
Yo, I'm a big fan of this one right here. The Gundam one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge Gundam. Well, I used to build those little Gundam models when I was a kid. Not anymore. I don't have much time, but I really like the Gundam attribute. So you guys heard it. The diamond attributes from the different protocols. We got the Terra ones, Kujira, and so on and so forth. I actually got a couple people asking questions again. I'm going to bring up OX Nick. Barefoot, did you have another question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask real quick. Do you guys have any like sub-community like trait bases, or any traits that can be like designed to start their own sub communities or anything like that?
Yeah, so we've already collabed with multiple other projects communities that kind of create their own sub community off of those traits, but we want our sub communities to kind of form organically throughout the community, whatever traits, you know, they take love to the most, and we'll fully support our sub communities that arise. Yeah, but right now we didn't set like specific tones for what traits will create what sub communities.
Yeah, no, I understand. You're gonna let the people that actually mint decide which ones they like the most. I understand. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I think most of those come out a little bit naturally from what I've seen. Like sometimes, like I was talking to solos the other day on an AMA, and I minted a bunch of the nudist solos, and I was like, damn, I got some solos that don't have any traits on.
Nude beach.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, well, let me just list them. And I wake up 2 days later, and they're all gone out of my wallet. I had like 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, God.
And just so happens to be that someone decided to make a nudist club.
What'd you sell them for?
I don't know, man. I definitely profited, but bro, like,
when that sub community first came out, the floor was like 10 Luna for the nakeds.
Yeah, I got wrecked. I probably sold them for 1 Luna or something.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Toilet paper hands.
It happens. I mean, come on. I had like 20 of them because they were so cheap, right? And you know, what they mint at 25 a UST or something. So I was like, you know, I might as well just mint, you know, $200 worth of them. And lo and behold, the only ones that had the immediate value were the nudist ones. And I got wrecked. But, you know, they have a lot coming.
Going wrecked wolf and tell your story.
Oh, yeah, I should. I got a lot of wrecked stories, I guess I could tell in wrecked wolf. I still have those. Another one of those wrecked wolves. The floor pumped on those kind of crazy the last few days. And I had one listed for 5 Luna. And that one, I mean, like, I didn't know that the floor was going to pump like that. And it just got swooped up from under me.
No, but I wanted to say, back to the Hungry Wolves sub communities, we're gonna be very aware watching how our community reacts to our mint and see what sub communities form, and the most prominent ones will get our full support.
Yeah, I think sub communities are definitely a great thing that come out of these collections. So
most def.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch out for that on my own, see if I can get into some. OX Nick, did you have a question?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, sweet. Hey guys, I just wanted to know if there'd be staking with the NFTs and if there'd be any sort of use case in that sort of terms with rewards and so forth.
Yeah, so with the staking, when you stake your NFTs, so because we're going to be using a portion of the treasury funds to invest in high yield protocols and Anchor as well. So the rewards and the royalties from that will be delivered through staking.
Okay, cool. And that contract for staking, that's sort of in the works, or that'll be sort
yeah. So we're in contact with a dev team, and we will make sure our contracts get audited as well.
Awesome. And in terms of the game, the first game to come up, are you able to kind of elaborate what kind of format or what kind of style game it's going to be?
Yes, yeah, so I'll let Jay answer that one.
Yeah, so the style of game, I think it's something that hasn't been in Terra at so far yet. You may have seen it in other blockchains like on Ethereum, but as far as Terra, there is no metaverse game like this. So we're hoping to be really like the first of its kind. And it's really reminiscent of something that's actually really, really, really popular in the gaming industry. I can't really share too much information, but it's gonna be awesome. Just trust me, you guys will like it.
Yeah, I got his back here. He kind of let us know earlier there's not much he can divulge yet, and he can't give away the name of the partner they're working with because then it would basically give it away. So when can we maybe expect an announcement?
Probably in a month, or at most 2 months, but really I think a month we'll be making an announcement of this game. So it's you know, I'm very, very, very excited for this. I wanted to start playing it.
awesome. All right, thanks for the questions, Nick. Let's get on to Terra Space Ape Society. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Yeah, hi guys. I think from my perspective, I love what you guys are creating out there. I can understand your vision, but what's the culture you're trying to get across in your community with your project and with your Discord? So, because I'm a big guy about culture and what can we bring to this space in Luna and how can we evolve it? What kind of culture do you guys want to bring to your people and to the rest of the greater community?
Yeah, so the culture initially will be with the Genesis Wolves, and you know, as you guys have made known, that our we rebranded from Hungry Wolves, and so you know our philosophy will always remain to stay hungry, and that really represents the Genesis Wolves at heart. So Also, one of the things that we want to do is to really aim high and aim big. And I think that we really are showing that with our defensive protocol. But I'm very confident that it's really not about what I know exactly, but the people that will be helping us, including like the team and the devs onboarding with us.
So I want to add on here as well, because I agree with that statement. You know, culture is a very big thing for me as well. So with the Hungry Wolves rebranded to Genesis Wolves, like he said, our motto was stay hungry, you know, and it's still going to be stay hungry. We have roles in our Discord that are Alpha Wolf for whitelist, and we have a Wolf Pack. And it's really just about forming a close-knit bond with our community and then expressing that throughout the Terra ecosystem, like how a Wolf Pack would move in the nature, you know what I mean? It's just all about coming together and supporting each other and using the project to bring value to our holders and bring value to the Terra space as a whole.
Yeah, I love what you just said, guys, because I think more than anything, it's more important that, like I say, we get that culture across to people. And like I say, we docs and we vet everyone that comes on, because we don't want people to come into this space without having, like I say, short, medium and long-term vision. And that's what I see in you guys. You got a short, medium and a long-term vision. And like I say,
thank you.
Really want to see you guys, you know, get in that space and really accelerate, and just what it'll do is just grow it for everybody else.
Are you a new project on Terra?
I am. I've not even noticed yet. My work is yet to come out yet, but yeah, I am a new project.
Okay, I'll check you out after the AMA.
I've not even sent out a tweet yet, so with my project, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks, you should be able to see something come through. But like I said, I'm just kind of investing my time right now with people like yourselves, everyone in the community, making sure that we
that's dope, bro. I really applaud that. I really applaud that you're really getting like down to the ground level with Lunatics before you actually even release anything. It's really dope, bro.
Yeah, dope. Like I said, it's all about planning and making sure you understand what you're getting into, because like previously I was in Solana and I felt like there's a lot of gatekeepers in that kind of platform, which I'm not trying to say is bad, but that's just how I felt. And I feel here with like the Lunatics, how everyone's so entwined with each other. And it makes for a better progression for Luna as a platform, if that makes any sense.
I love that. That's so funny, is because, you know, we had our marketing meeting today. We're talking about the same thing, how like it's an advantage and a disadvantage in a way when it comes from like a protocol standpoint. You know, there's always two sides of it, but the big advantage is that Terra is kind of like a family where, you know, you're able to communicate things and, you know, people are, I guess you would say, kinder in a way, and they're more open to discuss. But at the same time, this space expects a lot from you. You know, I guess like, you know, Ethereum and Solana, I mean, a lot of people come over from getting wrecked from projects, and there's not really much tolerance for that on the Terra ecosystem. Like, as soon as there's a bit of, you know, worry or a bit of, you know, wrongdoings, like that shit gets out there really fast, and people have no tolerance for it, which is a good thing. But that also means that your expectations are very high. So I guess my piece of advice to you guys is, you're building out this big vision. Like, I see it. I see the game and I see the city. You know, it's a big task at hand. You know, the best thing you can do is be open in your communication of like setting expectations of like things are going to be coming soon. And, you know, we're working really hard. Maybe we just had a setback, but you communicate that stuff, and then the community will be more responsive to it. And that's really how the Terra community has worked for us so far. You know, we for example had our IDO raise at the peak, literally probably the pico top of Bitcoin, and for 2.5 months, it was, you know, a dire bear market with Bitcoin trading almost in the 20s, and, you know, people thought it was over. And, you know, we had to constantly communicate, like, you know, when these updates were going to be, but we just had to make sure that things were done right. And we had to do right by the community. So that's, I love that you pointed that out there, especially having experienced Terra Space Ape Society in Solana versus Terra. So I really like that. But if, trust me, the community will get behind you guys if you set these expectations. And, you know, basically it's don't overpromise.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to add on to what you're saying here, because I've been working with Jay for around 3 months now, and this dude has been putting in massive amounts of work every single day, interacting with the community. Like, he treats this project like his second life, literally. So I know his motto is most definitely to underpromise and overachieve, you know. And throughout that whole process, I know he's going to be 100% community with, I mean, 100% transparent with the community, and just really working with them on the ground level. He does it every day, and it's amazing.
Well, I think that if you guys continue that, you know, that spirit, you know, I think you guys are destined to succeed. I think you have great art, you have a good roadmap, you know, you try to add like actual value accrual to the NFT holders themselves. So my hat's off to you, and I'm excited for the launch. And we're getting towards the top of the hour. So if anyone else has any questions, let's open up the floor. And if not, we can get towards our closing statement.
Guys, you can drop me down to listen if you want. Someone else can come and speak.
Sure thing. Thanks for the great question and words, Terra Space.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And, you know, definitely reach out to us. You know, we're a launch pad, so we'd love to talk.
Any more questions?
Doesn't look like it. We can get to closing statements. I'll just say mine real quick. You know, you guys are minting tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. It should be really exciting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the mint starts for whitelist holders at 2:30. PM UTC?
It's a 3:30 PM UTC for the whitelist mints, and then public is a 1 hour after that, 4:30 PM UTC.
Great. Okay. So you heard it there. 3:30 PM UTC, 4:30 PM UTC. It's a really hot time in the NFT market right now on Terra, so make sure you guys are there. I have high expectations for this project, so I'm excited. If you guys have any last words, we can end it after that.
All right, I'll do my closing statement. I just want to say that we really care about the lunatics, and we really care about how this project brings you value. We started at a supply of 3333 and a mint price of 125 UST, and it's now 100 UST and 2500 supply, because we've really listened to your guys's advice, and we've just watched the Luna space very closely, and we readjusted our mint to have the best, to perform the best for our holders. And yeah, I just want to wish you guys a good day or good night, wherever you guys are. And thank you for coming to the AMA.
All right, guys. You want to say something, Jay?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, thank you guys so much for really just letting me be a part of the community. As a full Luna Maxi, I always wanted to provide value for Terra. And, you know, like, from the very beginning, when I joined the Terra community, over time, you would see people going out of the ways to do things for Terra. And, you know, it's very exciting and motivating to see people do things for Terra, whether they're marketing Terra or building on Terra. So, as someone who only has Luna, like, I don't want to just be sitting back and doing nothing. I think it's important to be proactive and to do my part for Terra too, because I really do love Terra. And so this is really the reason why I wanted to build on Terra and have the Genesis Wolves and the Genesis Protocol. So this is like something I really wanted to to do. So I'm just very, very happy and grateful for this opportunity. And I really hope that me and the team will provide something that you guys will like, and that it will provide a lot of benefits to the Terra ecosystem as a whole. And I it's going to take a lot of work, but you know, we're up for the task, and this means everything to us. So thank you all for your time, for listening to us. And, you know, if you guys have any other questions, feel free to reach us out on the Discord. And I may have been a little quiet in Discord because I currently have a flu. I'm still fighting that, probably the worst time to have the flu, but yeah, just if you guys have anything you guys want to say to us, any comments, questions, or inquiries, reach out to us on Discord, and we'll be sure to get back to you guys. And yeah, thank you guys.
I love it, guys. Good luck tomorrow, and I think you guys are going to crush it. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Until next time.
Appreciate that. Have a good one.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the LuArt Project Spotlight with Genesis Wolves, recorded on Thursday, April 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CFI spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Diving through the forest, looking for the door to the portal. Said it'll take me down a corridor. I'm ignoring the warning, storing importance. The cord looks sourced from ancient coordinates. Smells like musty mutants, trust me. I've been hunting bugs since the leaves started rustling. I must be getting close, yo, the scene is disgusting. Parasitic mutation, leeching off the country. Grab a couple samples and defy their custody. Feeding gamma rays to the beast at peak velocity. Mutating awesomely, pre-sato wanna me. Taking all the scraps and feed them to the lottery. Always evolving to defy the possibly. These are the things that will scream irresponsibly. Feeling uneasy, these genes get them off of me. I don't mean to trip it, am I mutating properly? We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Breathing getting heavy, I can feel it in my arms, but I can't stop now.
Mutation
is an art form, don't be alarmed. If you see me looking odd when I'm out on the farm, spinning crop circles in your yard, reaching the stars, need a way to get across. Got this little
mutation,
lets me hack key cards. Scene looking like it came out the first three saws. Flexing like Rex when I mutate the precog. Leaders trying to research this genetic seesaw. Give me all the science and we'll leave you with the pre-slaw. Writers believe they bleed these endorsements, turning scientists into Terra supporters. Gotta seize the spoils and release the spores. It's time to forage through DNA lore. So sink it or swim, silly Alice, take the pill and see. We're all mad here, taking over your facility. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. We are the mutants. Unlock the lab.
mutants. We are mutants. We are mutants. Unlock the lab, it's time to do this. Channel spaces.